T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you, T.O. Well, as Tony reported, it is official. Jeff Blashill has been extended with a 2-year contract. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797-9736 on the ticket text. I think it's the right thing to do. The question is whether old number 19 was consulted about this at all. We have no idea, and I'm sure we'll never know.
I don't think that would be appropriate, personally.
Especially publicly, yes, indeed. Before this season, if you would have told me that Jeff Blashill would be coming back on a 2-year extension, I would have said you're crazy. I figured this was going to be the last year. Because even though I didn't think coaching really made that much of a difference as how the Wings were going to play this year. But I believe it's obvious, and there are people who know X's and O's a little better than I do in hockey. But I think it's apparent that under Jeff Blashill's tutelage, the younger players on this Red Wing team have gotten appreciably better this year. And I think if you're going to, you know, give coaches blame for when guys don't develop, you have to give them credit for their development. And I think Larkin, Athanasiou, even Mantha to a lesser extent, you see Flip Hronek, Tyler Bertuzzi, these guys have gotten better and better, especially the forwards. And I think a lot of it has to be given credit to Jeff Blashill, and I have no problem with this at all. I think it's the right move.
Not to mention either, and you know, look, I'm with you. When it's a rebuild, when you know winning isn't necessarily the most important thing, development, I think, is the most important thing going on for the Wings right now, no matter what the organization would tell you. I think we saw that this year. I would also say one of the more impressive things that we've seen from the Wings this year, yeah, you can talk about the goals, you can talk about the development, you know, some of these young guys, but losing Henrik Zetterberg and that voice inside, I was going to say locker room, got to say dressing room when it comes to hockey, inside the dressing room. Losing Z, especially at the time that they did, and Dylan Larkin really being the guy that was forced to step up and step into that role in the way that he embraced it, not only playing on the ice, but as you said, we joked about it earlier, he's in front of the cameras after every single game. He's answering questions. He's speaking for the team. I think a portion of that can be credited to Jeff Blashill. And like, hey, it's time to grow up. You know, here you are. This is your team. You want this to be your franchise? They gave him the extension. I think if you're leader, and Dylan Larkin is absolutely unequivocated leader of this team, if he's on board with the head coach, I think it makes total sense.
Absolutely, and I think that bond between Blashill and Larkin is huge, and I think it developed more past summers, especially last summer when he coached the United States in the World Championship, which I think he's going to do again this year.
Plus, with 2 years, I mean, next year they're probably not a playoff team, okay?
Probably.
Let's just be real.
Yes.
But he'll have, in that final year, contract year, an opportunity to potentially get this team up a notch and maybe sneak into the playoffs. And then you can start talking about, okay, is he the guy long-term? Steve Yzerman, if he's potentially in the organization, he would have the opportunity to make that call. If this were a 5-year extension, I'd have a problem.
Yeah. Oh no doubt.
I would not be okay with that. But
right.
Well, 2 years, keep developing. Okay. Playoffs would be the goal, probably not next year, but the year after that, maybe.
No doubt. You have to show some, and they have to show some progress. Now, there's going to be a percentage of people say, well, since you're probably not going to make the playoffs, do we want to, I don't know who the guy would be next year, but do we want to, like, you know, try to get a great draft pick next year? No, I think next year you try to make the playoffs. You know, because
you want to. I don't know that they do.
Well, right. Yes. I don't think they will make the playoffs because they're, in that conference, they're behind so many teams right now, you know, especially the good teams, you know, even good young teams like Toronto, you know, Boston's still relatively young, even though they're better, you know, Marchand still is up there, Bergeron, but
you
still.
You think, too, the revolving door, you don't want a revolving door.
Yes, stability is very important.
And that's not even to say that I think Blashill is the world's best coach or anything, but
no.
To me, what, you hire a guy now, nobody's going to come in and sign a 2-year deal. You know, if you're getting a new head coach right now, it's going to be, what, 4 or 5 years? You know, some guarantees
right.
in there.
When Quenneville gets a gig this offseason, it ain't going to be for 2 years.
Exactly. So if that's the case, the Red Wings aren't in position to be doing that, to be handing out a new deal right. to a head coach for 4 or 5 years. They're still transitioning here.
Yes.
And we got to find out what Ken Holland's future is, Yzerman's future. I don't know. I think this was as right a move, I think, as you could have gotten. And
yes.
I know there's people that don't like Blasher.
Right.
There's detractors. I get it.
But call in if you'd like. 248-539-9797-97136 on the ticket text. Wings fans, Blashill is going to be the coach of this team next year, and he's got another year in a contract, so it's a 2-year extension. Who knows, you know, if they you know what the bed next year, they probably would fire him, you know, pay him off for the last year.
Most likely,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, and here's the other thing. Now that he's got the security, he's stable, now they can tank the last few games of the season.
Yeah, well, does he sit everyone out?
Yes.
So last week when Cooper re-signed to a multi-year deal with the Lightning, you don't know that this was necessarily going – I mean, there were rumors that Cooper was going to come with Yzerman. So
yeah.
With that being ruled out, then this happens.
How many years did Cooper get the extension
for? I've only
for?
Seen multi-year right now.
Because even in that window, you know, by the time the Red Wings are ready to win, if Yzerman comes, he could still come.
Could be revisited.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility.
But that people thought that there was a potential package coming, and that's not, at least for now.
Well, okay, Yzerman's going to be in the front office when? Not the, is it this
my
off-season?
Target, we're actually going to do a pool July 15th. That's what
by July 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he can't participate.
In some capacity.
He can't participate in the draft for the Red Wings.
Yeah.
So Ken Holland will get moved to upper management for a year or two until he's named the GM of the new Seattle team.
Yeah.
Fair
That's
enough.
That's the word.
I can see that.
Could
that
be he, completely wrong.
That he laughed at me when I suggested, two or three years ago, we don't even have a team in Seattle.
Well, that was true at the time.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I know.
I was laughed at by Wojo because I said there's like above, 60 or 70% chance that Steve Yzerman comes back and is the general manager for this team. I think it's been in the cards for a long time. You know,
yeah.
It's just a matter of
it would be a
handling Ken Holland in the right way. Because I think it's right to be respectful of Ken Holland and have his exit be... He's given a lot to this organization,
and,
even though he hasn't been great over the last 10 years.
And let's be fair... Although we can criticize him for starting the rebuild a year or two too late, what they've been able to do as far as the players they've drafted, brought in, whatever, it's been pretty good so far.
Well, look, once they officially committed to it, I think is the most important
right.
thing. Yeah, he was getting, 3 picks for Tomas Tatar that the Wings didn't even really want. And
right.
ended up... He didn't even play for the Golden Knights.
He's
after
having a
they
great
traded
year
him
for
out
Montreal.
There. He has
right.
rebounded really nicely,
yeah.
absolutely. But you know, since the mandate was rebuild, get picks, develop young guys, that's all been there
yes.
for the most part. The only problem on the blue line, they don't have
right.
a whole lot of talent,
exactly
defensively,
and that's what forced them to our chagrin to go after guys like Mike Green and Trevor Daley, who are decent players.
But
makes them, makes them competitive.
Okay, but it's just like what the Tigers did, bringing in Jordy Mercer and Josh Harrison.
Right. You have to fill rosters with major league players.
They have prospects up the middle based on all the trades that the Tigers have done over
right.
the last couple of years. But if they're not ready to go at the major league level, you have to have some stopgaps.
Right.
It's almost literally a mirror, both organizations, of what they're trying to accomplish.
Right. You have your best young defenseman is Roenick. He's up here. Chalosky looked good early in his defensive game, sloughed off a little, but he still, passes the puck really well.
Shades of Nick Lidstrom out there,
yeah,
I heard. Yeah.
Yeah. All I said was he moves the puck like Nick Lidstrom. I never compared his overall talent because they never had a defenseman that could pass the puck.
I think it just appears that they're handling this in the right way.
Yes.
In
yeah.
general.
Absolutely.
Have they made mistakes still? Yes. I remember you and Rigger did a show, I believe it was the Christmas of 2017. Yeah. And I had came in, you guys were doing an afternoon fill-in for
Mike. Oh, yeah, okay. I think
I
remember that.
And I debated that they should keep Holland because this could play out the way it is with Yzerman becoming available.
Well, and honestly.
And it seems like that was the right choice versus bringing in somebody new then. And then Holland, look, he's made some good decisions and shows that the game hasn't passed him by. Some of the decisions have been easy.
Yeah, and also some of the decisions may not have been dictated by Ken Holland. It might be above him, too.
And that's why I think it's important to just say, once the mandate became rebuild, get picks, Holland's been doing a bang-up job, to me, I think.
If I could have two things confirmed, it's number one, that they were told to make the playoffs until they didn't make the playoffs, and then with the Lions was Quinn forced to keep calling.
Yes. Ticket text 97136. I'm okay with Blasher for 2 years. Now sit half the roster and lose these three games to get a top five pick. Hashtag keep rebuilding. Stoney, I think Holland is setting up Chris Draper in 2 years to take over. Better roster, contract's gone, and Draper takes Blashill or brings in his guys, then Kenny kicks the president's role. That's from Freddie. I'd rather have Yzerman because he's got a better track record. I'm not saying Draper couldn't do the job, but, you know, Yzerman's got the best team in the NHL right now. Blashill's obviously a good coach. He was picked to run the USA national team, so he's obviously good. So now it's up to the players to just play the right way. Well, part of the reason he was picked to the USNA national team because the Red Wings aren't in the playoffs.
Well, think about how bad it was at times this year, too. I mean, some of the drubbing, the, you know, horrendous performances. For them, as much as we don't want to see them winning games right now, they are playing well. They haven't totally packed it in.
No.
And it's been, we joked about it yesterday, it's been the young guys that are doing it. So, yeah, you hate it because you want to get the top pick, but if it's the young guys, that's fine. That's what you want.
Right. We knew the Red Wings were declining when we hired him, so why not keep him and let him develop the kids. And that's what he's doing so far, especially the forwards.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.